The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
You know, sometimes these things just don't work out. The Future Attack Reconnaissance Aircraft, or FARA program, was meant to lead to the U.S. Army's new weaponized Scout helicopter. The Army had even held a design competition to find the replacement for the Vietnam-era OH-58 chopper once it was retired. In the interim, Apache attack helicopters and Shadow drones were filling in. According to Defense News, the Army has spent at least $2 billion on the program and earmarked some $5 billion for development over the next 5 years. The Raider X prototype from Lockheed Martin's Sikorsky was a FARA frontrunner, and Bell Textron was also a player with the Bell 360 Invictus. Despite engine delays from General Electric Aerospace, test flights were planned for later this year. Well, last week, Army officials said they are ending FARA as part of a major overhaul that will also see the end of the Shadow and Raven fleets. The focus will be shifted to Blackhawks, the newest Chinook cargo helicopter, the future long-range assault aircraft, and drone R&D. General James Rainey said the shift shouldn't be viewed as a failure because other modernization efforts remain ahead or on schedule. I'm David Manti. This is Manufacturing Now.